This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery, just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. And you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
You are watching Leicester Till I Die TV.
Till I die. Hello. Oh, yeah. Hang on one second. I am absolutely not ready today. God knows what I'm doing. Let me try and get myself. There we go. The Viagra kicks in. It's been a long day and I'm old. Okay. That's all I'm saying. The Viagra helps me. How are we doing? Yes, welcome along. Premier League again. I have spent the last two or three days deleting most of the Skybet EFL Championship logos and artwork and re-uploading all the Premier League stuff. I've done it with a smile on my face, I'm not going to lie. And I've got to say, and I did say this the other day, if anybody, bear with me. You see that? Champions again. Ole, ole. Again, 9 times. If you want one of those, do get over. And the description is going across the bottom. art_of_football.com. AOF. They do all the major teams. They might even do a couple of them from Liverpool. I don't know, you know, Everton and Tranmere. So do get over and check them out. They've got all a load of Leicester stuff, not just tees, hoodies and shorts and T-shirts and sweatshirts. And, of course, if you are a Leicester fan and you like Easy Life, which, of course, are a Leicester band, they've got a load of stuff with them as well. Get over there, check them out. They support the channel. They do support the channel. Ronald McDonald is in. Good evening, as is John. Hello, John. How are you? Now, hopefully, I'm not sure what's happening because I can see a little thing coming up on my screen about his channel, but I can see him in the background. So hopefully Doug's with us. It's been a while. It has been a while, and if nothing else, I've missed the shit shirt shows. And we're going to have one coming up for the Euros, and I'm sure we'll do one for the Premier League as well, won't we, Doug? Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Yes, it has been a while. It's good to be back. And yes, I'm pretty sure we will be doing a shit shirt show at some point. But thank you very much for having me, Chris. It's a pleasure.
It's nice to have you. Is everything all right, your end? I got a message when I went live.
Yeah, I believe I've deleted the... what happened was I actually created two streams, and I think I've deleted the wrong one. So, it's life.
I tell you what, the other day, I was doing two programs. One was a review of my predictions that I did at the start of the season, and one which we're doing on Friday, which is a prediction show.
Yeah.
Review of the actual league and what have you. And I thought I was going live yesterday with the reviewing my predictions from early on in the season, but I've gone on the setup for the other one, and I couldn't understand why it wasn't sure. And I was actually talking to a lady at YouTube saying, "What's happening? Why isn't my video uploading?" She was just, "I'll just go off and check." And she came back and I went, "You don't have to tell me. I know what I've done." Happens to everybody. But no, look, it's great to have you back. And we'll not have you back, but have you back on the channel. Hopefully you're going to be pleased to have us back in the Premier League. Just in case everybody's forgotten, because it has been a while, where can people find you?
You can find me right there, the Doug Everybody channel on YouTube. And yes, there'll be plenty more shows coming up very, very soon. As we obviously mentioned, the shirt show will be happening. Don't know when, but we'll find the date for that. But yeah, the Doug Everybody channel on YouTube.
I have to be honest with you, it is a bit busier in the Championship with the number of games. I think if you have Europe, then there's not a huge difference, to be honest with you. But we're not having Europe. It's been a difference. And I am so looking forward to next week when I'm not doing any football shows, which probably means I'll end up doing three or four. But how is your lovely family?
My family are fantastic. Rebecca and Nathan are as good as gold. And you know what? He's 7 months old, so he's crawling everywhere. So nothing is safe in the house anymore.
Oh, I've been there, seen it, got the T-shirt, mate. yeah, well, you wanted the baby. What can I say, you know?
Absolutely.
Those are the territory. Wait till you have to go out and buy those bloody draw stoppers, and then you forget you've got them, and you can't get into a damn draw. Oh, fun
stuff. Oh, yes.
Nate is in. Good evening, Nate. How are you? Greg, well, I think Nate's actually answered Sunday. I mean, putting the dates up, actually, in a second. Nate answered. Then Mike's in. Mike, how the devil are you? Welcome along, sir. Cheers for the offer, Mike. Highfield, Norwich will win it. Interesting. Good evening, guys. At least we don't have to worry about the playoffs. Ipswich fan. Ipswich, welcome along there, Rabbit. I'm glad you could jump on.
Hey.
Jump on. Oh, come on. Come on. Did you know I went to a tattooist yesterday? I said, like, can you sort of tattoo some rabbits on the front of my head? He said, why? I said, well, for distance, they look like hares.
Hey.
Thank you. You've missed this. Come on. Admit it. but no, Rabbit. I mean, it's very, very true. I mean, obviously, being a Liverpool fan, Doug, you've never had the experience of the joy of the playoffs. And like from a neutral point of view, I wouldn't have enjoyed it had we not, you know, if we'd finished seventh or eighth and we'd not been in it at all. But it's fun now because obviously, you know, we're in the Premier League, we're back, we'll worry about what's going to happen next year, you know, when the season starts. But yeah, it's great. I mean, it does extend it. But I was only thinking the other day, should they not have them at the bottom of the league? Because you do in Scotland, don't you? I'm sorry to bring that up.
Yes, we do have. Yeah, we do have them in Scotland. Basically, whoever finishes 11th, they basically face, I think it's the winner of third or fourth in the championship, and then whoever basically wins that playoff either stays up or the championship team would obviously go up. But I'll just say that I absolutely love the Championship. I've been watching most of the season, and I've got to say, it's probably been one of the best Championship seasons I can remember. Three teams obviously getting like 90 plus points is basically unheard of. You know, usually about 80 plus or 90 would obviously get you up, but not this season. And look, we had drama on the final day as well. Like, all the four teams that potentially could go down all won. And it was just a case of basically snooze and you lose. And unfortunately for Birmingham, I just think they left it too late, unfortunately.
They did. Unfortunately, it's not a word that springs to mind. I think what goes around comes around. You know, they got rid of a manager when they were in sixth because they wanted a name. They got Rooney in. He completely destroyed it. All right, they've had a bit of bad luck after that because I think they had Tony Mowbray, wasn't it, who went to hospital. And Rowett really didn't have long enough to save them. And then, obviously, Eustace goes to Blackburn. And, you know, you could see when they played us, Blackburn, we were hungover. You know, we weren't just on the beach. We'd got our flip-flops on. You know what I mean? We were literally, I think, playing in our flip-flops. It didn't matter. We didn't have anything to go for. And it annoys me so much because, okay, we didn't, but the team we were playing, we were affecting possibly three or four other teams. And, you know, I'd be interested because Rabbit's in there. As an Ipswich fan, because when we played Preston the night, when we secured it, Preston were awful, absolutely awful. And I'm thinking, well, all right, they had nothing to play for. It was a dead rubber to them, but it made a difference to the likes of Ipswich and Leeds. And to watch a team that isn't putting an effort in when it affects other teams, it would have pissed me off, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah, 100%. I think I actually watched that Preston Leicester game. When obviously you won the title, and
yeah,
I think Preston did treat that game as if they were on the beach. Season was done, basically dead rubber, as you've said. And then obviously I watched the drama the final day. Obviously I had Leicester on one channel, I had Ipswich on the other as well, and I was obviously flicking between the two. But fair play to Blackburn. I thought obviously that Sammy Samodic is going to be a player I think many people are going to be wanting next season. I think top scorer of the Championship.
I'm hoping they've done a home alone and left him in the dressing room.
Yeah.
Just stick a blue shirt on. Nobody will notice. He's used to playing in blue.
No, can I just say congratulations to Ipswich.
Yes.
I think that's a fabulous story. Back-to-back promotions. I think it's the first time since Southampton, 2010, 2012, I think, since they came back to the Premier League as well. It's absolutely amazing to see Ipswich turn back. I can vaguely remember the last time in there. Obviously, George Burley had a very, very good team. I think they got to, I think it was either sixth or seventh in the Premier League, and then obviously they went down the following season. But it's great to see Ipswich back, and Portman Road will be a tough place to go to next season.
Yeah, I mean, I there's some teams that you obviously you've got your own team that you love, and then there's other teams that you hate, you know, Leeds and Millwall and the likes. And then there's teams that you're sort of not bothered either way. But then there's teams that you have quite a liking for. And I do have quite a liking for Ipswich. And they have made this so interesting. Because if you think it's not Ipswich, if Ipswich weren't there, it would have been 1-2-3 Leicester, Leeds, Southampton.
Yeah.
It's nice that, you know, and I've described Ipswich as like the Black Knight from the Monty Python and the Holy Grail film. You know, chop off the legs and they still came for you. Then the number of times when I was doing a Leicester watch along and I was going, yeah, great, only 3 minutes to go, Ipswich are losing. And they did pop up and get a last minute equaliser or, you know, like, and you think, oh, my God, Ipswich, just fuck off, will you? In the nicest possible way, Rabbit. But yeah, what a great, great season they've had. And I have to say, it did pee me off that Enzo Maresca was not one of the three managers nominated for manager of the season. And it's funny that the, you know, the EFL chose Liam Rossini, who's obviously been sacked now. How did that work out, EFL? Even I have to say, had Enzo been in there, you know, McKenna deserved it 100%.
Yeah.
And at the start of the season, before I knew Enzo was coming, there was two managers I wanted at Leicester. One of them would have been Thomasson from Blackburn, who's now Sweden manager, and the other one was McKenna. And I think it's proved right. Funny thing was, I think I may have told you this story, but I went to see Jeff Stelling and Bianca Westwood in a show locally. And obviously the audience is full of football fans, obviously, because it's a football evening. And I'd got my Leicester coat on, and man and wife sat in front of me, turned round to move their coat. They're, oh, Leicester fan. Oh, yeah. And you get talking. So who do you support? He said Ipswich. And I actually said, enjoy this, but the only time this season you'll be in front of us. And almost came true. But look, you know, I spoke to Jack, Southampton fan, 87 points, and they're in the playoffs. They can't believe it. And like you said, in a normal season, that would have been second, possibly even first.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, Southampton, I think Southampton had too much to do in the end. I think it was all the... No worries, Rabbit. I'll see you next season. I think Southampton had a lot more to do because they obviously had they had a couple of games in hand, and I think most of them were probably being away as well. Yeah. So it was always sort of an uphill struggle for Southampton. I mean, at one point they did actually look like they were going to come back, because obviously I think at one point, like, Leicester weren't winning, Ipswich weren't winning, and then Leeds weren't winning, and it was all like kind of that. That feeling that Southampton would, you know, sort of sneak in there. Obviously, it wasn't to be in the end. But I mean, if we're looking at these playoffs, none of these four teams are in any form at all. Okay, no. Maybe barring Southampton, the other three aren't in great form.
No, I was going to say that. And these are the dates that we've got here: the semi-final first legs of this Sunday, 12 p.m. kickoff for Norwich Leeds. 2:15 for West Brom at Southampton. I'm out with my daughter on Sunday, so probably won't be able to watch either. But it's all be down. I mean, at the end of the day, it's down to the second game, because you know it's like second half, isn't it? Leeds Norwich is on Thursday at 8 o'clock. Southampton West Brom is on Friday at 8 o'clock. I always say the team that is going. And it's got the best chance of winning the playoffs is the one that's, because you've just, you know, we've just talked about then, the one that goes into it in form. You know, usually it's the sixth place team that actually, you know, quite often will go up because they've sort of stormed out a bit of a late run and, you know, have gone in. But none of them have been on form. And I include Leicester in that, you know, when we, and we were 17 points clear, I know at one point, and Enzo always said, you know, this is not going to happen until we carry on till the end of the season. But when I always said, you know, when are we going to hit our bad patch? We've got to hit our bad patch soon. It came along, and the funny thing was that nobody took advantage. And if you're going to have a bad patch, or the team that's first, it's when like Newcastle, when Man United caught them that the Kevin Keegan had Lovett season, you know. Newcastle hit a bit of bad form, and Man United just relentlessly, but that didn't happen. You know, every time we lost, they would draw. They couldn't seem to take advantage of it. Leeds are in absolutely dire form at the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to bring the form up later, but I was looking at a thing that if you go on the, and I usually go on the last five games, but if you go on the last six games, they are actually bottom of the form table, Leeds United.
Wow.
I know that it's
that is that you can quite clearly see that they've taken like a big fall off a cliff. Like their form has been very, very bad. I was actually reading this earlier, and it's 6 defeats out of the last 10 games or something. Like that is not promotion form at all.
No. But then when you look at Southampton, West Brom, none of them have been brilliant. You know, had Hull managed to actually get something on the last day, Norwich would not have been, and I'm sure Abbott was hoping that Hull would get something on the last day. But yeah, there's nobody going into these games with form. And look, I know, you know, we've got a mutual friend who's a Leeds fan, and all the best to Carl. But my God, I hate them. No, that's being unfair. The majority of them. We have a few that come in, Drum's one of them, and they're nice and they're respectful.
Yeah.
But when we started to fall off our cliff, so many Leeds fans were coming into the chat and we were having to ban them, or most of them, you know, when you finish a YouTube show and you can go on to YouTube and put comments below, I was getting more Leeds fans commenting than I was Leicester fans. And I'd probably have to delete 30% of them simply because they weren't banter. You know, there's a thing, you know, I take a bit of, I give it, I'll take banter. But there's a line, and my God, there were some abusive messages put there. And, you know, you come to think that, you know, they were saying, you know, they're the best team in the land. They'd gone top for 2 weeks, and that was because it was an international break. And they're only top because they had plus one better goal difference than we had. And I don't know if you've seen the meme that's going around with Mavididi, where he's cleaning his teeth while the Leeds guys are saying we're the best team. It's really, really worth a look. But, you know, I've got to say, you're not even the second best team in the league, Leeds.
No. I mean, again, at one point, you know, like you say, they were top of for like 2 weeks, and then their form is just completely nosedive. Like I obviously watched QPR beat them 4-0 the other night as well, which was amazing result, amazing result for obviously QPR. Obviously, I kept them up, and you know, it dented obviously Leeds's, you know, promotion hopes. But I think if you look at the two in there, obviously Leeds and Southampton.
I wasn't going to mention
they do,
that, but, you know,
they do. But maybe if they come up, you might have a chance of obviously getting them back. Of course, but you know the two sides in there, obviously Leeds and Southampton will probably be the two favourites probably getting back into the Premier League. But don't rule out Norwich. Don't rule out Norwich. Don't rule out West Brom. Anything can happen in these playoffs. I'm just glad that my team isn't involved. I bet you're so thrilled that your team isn't involved either, Chris. Let's just sit back and see what happens. And
exactly.
Obviously, who gets to Wembley is the next thing.
Yeah, and I've got to say hi, Miss Melina. How are you?
Hey, Melina.
We will be seeing you next season, and I'm sure you've already put your shopping list of Leicester players that Arsenal are going to be linked with. have the Arsenal fans got the Leicester City shirt templates ready to just stick people's Arsenal shirt templates just to stick the Leicester players' heads on? She knows I jest. She knows I jest. Oh, yeah, you were after Madison, I believe. Where did Madison go? Oh, Tottenham, that was it. The good North London team. Melina, you know I jest. The interesting thing is James Maddison went to Tottenham to win trophies. Harry Winks came to Leicester to resurrect his career and ended up winning one.
Yeah. It's amazing how these things work. Hello, Melina. By the way, Melina, I don't know if I've already said this on a show or anything like that. I think you guys will take Man United to the cleaners on Sunday. I watched them against Crystal Palace, and I'll tell you something. That should have been about 5, 6, 7, or 8. United are just absolutely dire. So if Arsenal play to their strengths on Sunday, I can see them giving United an absolute tanking.
I mean, you know when we said when we come up, when you joke, and when we played Bournemouth in the FA Cup and we beat Bournemouth, and Enzo said, you know, do not judge this by, you know, do not judge our Premier League hopes or chances on these games. We played Bournemouth, then we played Chelsea. We lost 4-2 to Chelsea, deservedly so. They deserved it. But Bournemouth, yes, that's how I did look at it, because, you know, to me, Bournemouth are a team that we would have to, if we go up, we'd have to look at a team that we could take points off. Where, like, you know, the Liverpools, the Arsenals, the Man City, we're unlikely to. But I've got to say, at that performance, I think I fancy taking 6 points off Man United.
Yeah, I mean, there's already talk that Ten Hag's out at the end of the season. I think he's gone regardless. I just think United this season have been so poor. Actually, I think barring Sheffield United, I think they've conceded the most goals this season. I think it's 81 goals in all comps. Obviously, Sheffield United have conceded 100, but yeah. I think they've conceded most attempts on their goal, most shots. United are an absolute shambles. And you just have to say that I think a lot of teams will fancy picking up points over Man United next season.
Yeah. Well, Jim Ratcliffe's making his presence felt, isn't he? So it's going to be interesting. But look, let's get back to the playoffs. And like we said, the form going into this weekend is unbelievable. The first game is the 12 o'clock kickoff on Sunday. Norwich are at home. They are facing Leeds. Now, this was on the last five. I did say earlier that I found that one on the last six. On the last five, and these are teams that are in the playoffs. You know, Norwich 14th overall. Leeds 21st overall. Top of the form table, it's like Sheffield Wednesdays and QPRs and those sort of teams. It's like, what? But 14th and 21st, like I say, you need to have or be on a good run of form going into these games, don't you? Because there's so much at stake. And if you've not got that confidence, you could really freeze out there.
100%. I think as well, like Norwich are a funny team because earlier in the season, if you remember, did they lose like something like 5-0 to Plymouth or something?
Yes, they did. Yes.
I can vaguely remember like Plymouth beating them like 5-0, and I remember a lot of people back then said that David Wagner's job was on the line. What a turnaround! I mean, they came to Anfield. Yeah. They played some nice stuff against us. I know they lost 4-1 in the end, but they played some nice football as well. I just think if you look at both teams at this moment, Leeds have definitely fallen off a cliff. It'll be interesting to see what Leeds sort of turn up. And as we can see there, you know, they're 11th in the away form table. Norwich are obviously 5th in home. So I know obviously form goes out the window for these kind of games, but I think it's. I think Norwich need to take advantage of their home advantage. I think they need to win the first leg, if I'm being honest.
Yes, definitely. And that said, though, even in the second leg, you know, Leeds home form 14th, Norwich away form 6th. You've got to look at this and say there's probably, in my eyes, only going to be one winner. And, you know, Norwich, there's certain teams that I looked at when we got relegated. And the first one really was Southampton away because they'd come down with us. They'd beaten us twice last season. Yeah. And we did that. If you have anybody's not seen it, go on to LTID TV on YouTube and check out the award show. We did an award show on Monday. I don't remember whether you came in for that or not, mate. But basically all the presenters nominated like the players, the games, the goals, the season. And we had Rob Tanner on from The Athletic. And then what he did was he picked, I'd given them in advance so he could sort of, you know, have a think about it. But he picked the winner out. Now, my first game of my game of the season was the first game against Southampton. After Southampton, the next game that I thought would be a difficult one was Norwich. But it wasn't. They were really, really poor at the start. They didn't have a very good start at all, like you say.
Yeah, and I remember when they went to the King Power as well. Well, I think they took the lead very, very early on, but then they completely just let you guys play your game, and they didn't have an answer for it as well. But they've got some very good players on it. So there's still I still think they've got mostly their sort of their old Premier League side. I know there's a few sort of players in there that you can quite. You know, you see, obviously, Ashley Barnes has obviously got a lot of Premier League, you know, experience. You've obviously got Grant Hanley, Angus Gunn. You know, there's a few good players in that Norwich side, but Leeds are Leeds. You just don't know what team is going to turn up, and I think they've probably got the player of the season in Somerville. I think he's been absolutely outstanding. Yeah. So it's going to be a very interesting game on Sunday lunchtime.
Yeah, I mean, those are their recent games. Don't know if you're able to see those at all, Doug. I know it's probably quite small. But just looking at what, I mean, both of them, almost identical form, actually. They've won two, lost three. They both did win the last games. West Brom unsurprisingly beating Preston. But this would have given Southampton a lot of confidence. You know, they were 1-0 up against Leeds. They conceded the equaliser. Then they went 2-1 up. In fact, it was probably more exciting than the Leicester-Blackburn game. I was getting cheered. And, you know, and they won it 2-1. And when you come to think that was against a playoff, possibly, obviously we don't know yet, but a playoff, you know, rival, Southampton, it's that confidence thing. I keep coming back to it, but that must have given them a lot of confidence.
100%. They've been a very funny team this season as well. To be honest, all four teams have had funny seasons.
Well, who hasn't, you know, in the Championship? And I know you've done very well in the prediction league, but you know, mate, Brad, we had no idea what's been.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Away days are great. But when you can't play away, there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. Going on this season, you know, you'd predict a team that's sort of won six in a row to win and they'll go and get stuffed 4-0 or something. It's just like... That's one thing I'm looking forward to next season is the prediction league. I hopefully do better.
it's an unpredictable league, the Championship. I know a very good friend of mine who actually said to me that you should never predict the Championship until probably mid-February, because then you'll have like a kind of an idea who's sort of going to be like, obviously going for promotion, going for obviously the playoffs, and then who's obviously going to go down as well. But yeah, it's a very unpredictable league. I think Sunderland beat Southampton 5-0, I think, at one point as well. And I think I remember a lot of people saying, oh, is also Martin the right man for the job? But I've got to say, Southampton, to their credit, have turned that around. And these playoffs are going to be so tricky to predict. I've got to say, I wouldn't be a betting man for these games. I don't think there's any sort of these games you would put on an accumulator or anything. I'd probably just stick away from these games.
I just realised I've been talking about the wrong form table because I'd got the other form table up, not the Norwich League. Sorry. But again, looking at that, I'll get back onto track. I clicked too far forward. Norwich, you know, yes, they lost to Birmingham. And they've only beaten Preston, which, let's be honest with you, as we were just saying, isn't the biggest surprise in the world. They drew with Wednesday. I mean, Bristol City, Swansea. Those are draws that, in real terms, they should have been winning. Leeds, like we've said so many times, fallen off that cliff. And can I just say, if there's any police watching, I did not push them. I may have tripped them up, but I didn't push them. I mean, losing to Blackburn, although we lost to Blackburn as well. They did well against Middlesbrough, but my God, Middlesbrough made them fight for it.
Yeah, that was a hell of a game. That was end to end. That one that could have ended something like 7-6 or something. It was a really crazy game.
Yeah, I mean, I actually did a watch along for the Queen's Park Rangers Leeds game because obviously. Mm-hmm. Didn't get anything from that. We got promoted. We didn't get champion. We got promoted, and I actually did. I did a clip where I just clipped my reactions to the four goals and my reaction at full time. And I think I got more excited about those goals than I did by most of Leicester's this season. but I put it up on YouTube, and a Leeds fan came on and he just said, "You realise this is why most of us hate Leicester this season, don't you?" And I just replied, I just went, "Bothered." It gives a shit. But at that point, I was watching Leeds fans implode on their own streams.
Yeah. I think that night they kind of knew that they weren't going to get automatics. I think it was that point then where I think they kind of accepted that was that. Because I think Ipswich obviously won against they drew against Middlesbrough, then they drew against Hull, but obviously they did the Coventry game, and obviously they won that. And
yeah,
you know, they had to lose to Huddersfield, Ipswich, and you know they did a professional job in the end. So absolutely, Rabbit. It was one of those games where you were like, well, I didn't see that coming. No. But again, it just shows how unpredictable the Championship is.
Totally. If Daniel Farke doesn't get them to the final, is he gone?
Yes, I think he is.
Because have they got new owners coming in, or they just have new owners? I can't remember with Leeds.
I don't know if I did see something. Is it Will Ferrell?
Sorry, I was trying to think of an elf joke then and couldn't come up with one quickly enough. But no, I thought they got an injection from cash from somewhere else. I don't know. Because when they got Daniel Farke, and I have to say with Leeds, in all fairness, they had an awful start to the season. They had so many internal problems. Had they not had that, I think ourselves or Ipswich would have been in the playoffs.
Yes.
Because obviously it's been that close. But it was interesting when Leeds beat us 3-1, and I read this the other day, that Enzo went into the Leicester dressing room afterwards and said, "We're going to finish above Leeds." So, you know, it's weird. But yeah. I thought when they appointed Daniel Farke, I thought, what a good choice, because he can get to his way. He's done it with Norwich twice, hasn't he? Getting them out of the Championship. Couldn't keep them in the Premier League, but then he wasn't probably given the backing that Leeds would give him. I just wonder whether, like you say, whether he will go. I think he possibly will. I've heard a lot of negativity from the Leeds fans. And I know they don't decide, but they do affect a board's decision. But I'd want to see him get another season, to be honest with you. But who am I? It's not our club, is it? Moving on to the next game. Here we go. So this one is West Bromwich Albion are hosting first on Sunday against Southampton. This is a lot tighter. This one is a hell of a lot tighter. On current form, West Bromwich Albion are 15th, Southampton 16th, West Brom 6th, Southampton 8th, away 15th, West Brom 20th, Southampton. That looks a lot tighter, doesn't it?
Yeah. That could be one that potentially goes all the way. With how tight those two are as well. I think Southampton may be getting some big players back. I think I read as well, so just at the right time, obviously. But West Brom are a good side. They're a very good side, and I think they did overtake Norwich to not play Leeds, which was very intriguing. But again, they did a professional job as well, because had they lost to Preston, it was obviously opening the door for Hull City to get in. But another tough game to predict, this one. As I said, it could be one that goes all the way.
I mean, Southampton, like I say, I wasn't impressed with them that first time we played them. I thought they'd be a lot better because even though they were, they came bottom last season, they'd done us twice, home and away, and I was expecting more of them. And obviously in the return game towards the end, we just, I think they knew, I mean, that virtually, that 5-0 killed off their, you know, hopes of a top two. And I think they'd all probably already resigned to it anyway. On that, I think the manager had come out and said, like, several ways we can get up, and the playoffs is probably the one we've got to look for. And I thought, well, that's not exactly what the fans want to hear. But they had a tremendous run, didn't they? A club record number without a defeat. And then again, just like everybody else, the rails went off, or the train went off the rails, I should say.
Yeah, they lost, obviously lost to you guys with 5-0. They lost to Cardiff. They kind of fell away a little bit. Again, 87 points would have got you up in a lot of seasons. So it's just this season has been completely unpredictable and fascinating to watch.
I spoke to, I don't know if you know, Jack from Matchday Vlogs. Fuels for the Southampton preview, and obviously we were both extolling the benefits of what we said was, you know, if we could have the rules in the Championship, in the Premier League, we'd be very, very happy. You know, the obvious one, the AR, but the referees generally are a lot better. They let play go on. They're not blowing up if somebody farts and somebody falls over from the smell. You know, it's basically a number of times that I've gone, oh, that's a foul, and when I said, oh no, it's not, it's wave play on, and it's been the right decision. All right, not all the time, but you and I was one of the people that wanted VAR, but it's been great not having it, because when the referee makes a decision, that's it. You know, it's that's the decision. You know, he's not going to change his mind, however much you argue with him. And he will get some wrong because he's human. But you accept that because, yes, it probably will even up over the season. But somebody said to me, and I'm not sure which Premier League club it was from, they said, oh, yeah, but with VAR, you know, that evens up over the season as well. And I said, but it shouldn't. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It really, really shouldn't. And Jack said to me, he said, you know what? He said, if we have another season in this division, if we could have this season with 87 points again next season, I'd love to be down here again. and it's true, you know, it's such a good league. And I must admit, I felt a little bit like that as well. Whether Southampton will get up, you know, well, obviously, time will tell. But to me, if you go in just on form, and we know games aren't played on paper, this is the tighter of the two games. And this, to me, is the tie over the two legs that I'll be more intrigued to follow.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the other one, you know, I think with Leeds kind of falling off a cliff, I think maybe you'd probably say, you know, if Norwich can take advantage of their home form, then I think they'll probably win that. But yeah, this one, too close to call.
Oh, look at that as well. You know, I mean, when you looked at how close the form was, but then when you look at that, you know, they've won two of the last five, both have lost three. It's exactly the same pattern. you know, they both scored the same number of goals. It's like you couldn't put a piece of toilet paper between these two teams, could you?
No, absolutely not. That's what makes this fascinating, these two games. It makes them fascinating. And it's going to be very, very intriguing, to say the very, very least. But yeah, look, Southampton play some nice football. West Brom play some nice football as well. They're four good footballing sides, Chris. I think that's what we have to say about all four of them. They're very good footballing sides. So should be two cracking ties on Sunday.
And they do, you know, let's be honest with you, they were four of the best six teams in the league.
100%.
You know, though, you know, they deserve to be there. And like I say, when I'm not involved in it, I love the playoff. Do you think it's a bit unfair? Because, all right, they say that this is the richest game in the world. You know, you could argue that Ipswich's last game or Leicester's game against Preston was just as rich because you just get the same money, aren't you? But the playoff final is the richest game in the world. But we get a trophy for winning the league. Obviously, we got it after the game against Blackburn. Whoever wins this will get a trophy. Now, I know, I think they got medals, didn't they, Ipswich, for going up? Do you think it's a bit of a shame that there's a team that don't get a trophy?
Yeah.
Two promotions and no trophy, I think.
Yeah, it's very, very strange, actually. It is very, very strange. Obviously, the playoff winners, like, they get a trophy, don't they? So,
yeah.
Yeah, very, very strange. But, look, I don't think Ipswich will mind too much because I think they're just happy to be back in the top flight, as obviously as you guys as well. And then whoever obviously gets, you know, through these playoffs as well, they'll be happy as well. So, no, I think it's sad that they're obviously they don't have like anything to lift, but they won't mind yeah. at all.
I've got to say, I think it takes a little bit of pressure off Leicester as well for Ipswich to do that because everybody's going to be looking at it. I remember when we won the Premier League, Bournemouth, and the Bournemouth fans will admit that it worked best for them because there was no pressure on them.
Yeah.
Had Leicester not done what they did, all the newspaper reports and the papers would be chasing, and the TV would have been following the Bournemouth story because of where they'd come from. And I think, you know, Ipswich this season will be the story because of the two promotions back-to-back, a fantastic season they've had. Like I say, McKenna, deservedly winning manager of the year. And I think the pressure will be on them more so than it will be on Leicester. We'll be starting on minus points. As I say, it's like watching a Formula One race next season. We're going to be starting in the pit lane, but at least we're at the race, you know. So we know we're going to have that. So I think there'll be a lot of pressure on Ipswich next season.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out Lando Norris, by the way, his first ever win in the F1 race. Yeah. The other day, which is fantastic to see. It's always nice to see someone beat Max.
Well, to be honest with you, I subscribe to the F1 because I used to do F1 watch-alongs, and to be honest with you, I could have at the end of them, I could have just come and said, the start, well, you know Verstappen's going to win, I'll be back in a couple of hours, gone off, walked the dog, come back into the house, yeah, Verstappen's won. And I actually had to say, I didn't renew my subscription. And then, would you please give a reason why? I just put, it's boring. It's totally, but it is. But well done, like I say, to Lando Norris. And Rabbit Man, I agree with you, mate. We'll have a mutual appreciation society. Preview, we do get a score prediction, but I'm not going to go for score predictions because obviously it's two-legged, anything can happen. I don't think away goals counts anymore, does it?
No.
So I'm going to ask you, and then I'm going to put mine up afterwards. Yes. So in the first one, Doug, and you know I won't save this at all and bring this back to haunt you or take the piss out of you to get it wrong. But in the first one, so we've got Norwich, Leeds. Who are you going for?
I just think Leeds are falling off a cliff. I'm going to say Norwich.
I'm going to go Norwich. Okay. And in the second game, West Bromwich Albion, Southampton. This is over the two games, by the way. This is the result, not the first leg. You predicted Norwich to go through over the two legs. West Bromwich Albion, Southampton.
I think Southampton will be happy that the second game is obviously at St Mary's.
Yes.
But again, I think this could go all the way. My gut feeling has been all week that I think it's going to be North Southampton in the playoff final. That hasn't changed. I'm going to go Southampton.
You go Southampton. Ooh, right. And therefore, young man, who wins it?
Wow. They always seem to have classic games, North and Southampton. They always seem to be sort of goal goal threats and the like.
It's like a cup tie. Well, they are cup ties, aren't they? It is a lot harder to predict than a normal league game.
Yeah. I think it goes all the way. I think it goes to extra time. And I think it goes to pens. And I'm going to go... Rabbit's going to probably hate me for saying this. I'm going to go Norwich on penalties.
You're going to go Norwich on penalties. Oof. That is pretty much... That was as Pacific as we can get. Do you want to tell us who gets the winning penalty while you're here? No, I'm joking. You don't have to do that. So you've got Norwich beating Leeds. Good man. I've always liked Liverpool. And West Bromwich Albion losing to Southampton. So there'll be a Norwich-Southampton final with Norwich in the pole position and joining us in and Ipswich in the Premier League. It would be exciting next season because we'd have a East Anglican derby. We've not had one of those in the Premier League for many, many, many years. Do you want to see my prediction?
Yes.
Right. Well, had Leeds not have been in these playoffs, I might have predicted a riot. But of course, you know, I can't predict a riot because that's what Leeds do, and they just don't bother turning up to their own riots. Did I say that out loud? Here is my predictions. Now.
Same as me? Wow. Well,
yes. Now, I did have a bit of a smile on my face when you were predicting that. And I had to try to be honest because I want Southampton to go up. Because obviously, if they do go up, then I can go and see Leicester down the road for me. You know. That said, I have applied for a season ticket this season, so we'll see what happens with that. So there might not be any watch-alongs if I get a season ticket. So I think, like you say, I think Leeds are just falling off that cliff. I really, really do. And I think if they don't make it past Norwich, I honestly think Parker... I think unfairly would be dismissed because I think any rational business would look at it and go, had it not been for that start, which was not of Daniel Farke's making, you know, it was all sort of, you know, board level and signatures and signings and all that sort of stuff and loan deals. You know, it's not his fault, you know, that they had that bad start. Had they not had that, we saw the form after that was amazing. And in God, that hurt me to say that. And they'd have been up. So I think if they do sack him, I think it would be very unfortunate, as indeed was the whole sacking, to be honest with you. As much as I didn't like Rossini, and I said on the show the other day, didn't I, you know, what he'd done. So yes, I think Norwich would do that. West Brom, Southampton, like I say, there's not a piece of paper between these two teams. It could go either way, but Southampton have got the home advantage in the second leg. And in the first game, I just think Norwich will be the better team over the two legs because of the form, even though the second leg is at Leeds. With West Brom and Southampton being so tight, I just think it will work in Southampton's favour. When I looked at the betting, they actually had the favourites to win this playoff as Leeds.
Mm-hmm.
Second, Southampton. Third, West Brom. Fourth, Norwich. So basically, they've gone for third, fourth, fifth, sixth in the leagues for the betting. I just think Southampton's form over the season has been better than Norwich's. And, you know, if you look, Southampton... they finished on, like, say, 87. Norwich have finished on 73. I mean, that's a heck. What's that? Is that going? That's 14 points, isn't it?
14 points, points.
But look, that's playoffs. We've often seen, like, say, Norwich, in a way, to me, should be favourites because the team that's finished sixth always seems to go up. And then they got these. But that's a huge difference. So I think if you do take, and Southampton will take that form in, and Southampton will take the fact that they've beaten Leeds in that last game. But I tell you something, West Brom will need to win that home leg. If they get a draw in that and don't beat Southampton, they're in trouble, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Southampton are a much better team at home than they are away. I think West Brom are a much better team at the Hawthorns than they are away as well. So
I mean, the form suggests that, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. And certainly for the other way, I think Leeds need to get something from that first game.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like turning that, you know, the game on, or the other game on head, because the way they need to at least come away from Carrow Road with a draw.
Yeah.
Yeah. But look, feet up. and it's like tournament football, isn't it? Playing Saturday, then playing at the end of the next week. It's going to be exciting. Come on, Saints. We'll have to see how it goes. You think Norwich? We almost agreed. I thought we were going to agree then. For a minute, you took your time over picking the winner. I thought you were going to go with me, but Rabbit Man says he thinks whoever wins out of West Brom and Southampton will go up. Ronald has gone, I predict a Leeds versus Southampton final with Southampton winning. Mike has said, hi Mike, he's back. I've gone Norwich 3, Leeds 2 aggregate, West Brom 4, Saints 3 aggregate, and Norwich 1, West Brom 2 in the final. So he's gone completely different to the rest of us. He's Welsh, what does he know? Hi Mike, how you doing, mate? Looking forward to the 6 points next season. Cheers, mate. He knows I'm joking. But there we go. Thank you very much, Doug.
Pleasure.
Craig's just come in and gone, who will win the playoffs? Yes, you've just come in at the end of the show, mate. If you've watched the whole show, you may have found out. And the clue is there. The clue is there. Mike says I'm a cheeky git. No worries, Mike. You can get your own back on us in the Euros. Oh, you can't, can you? Sorry. I love it. He loves the band. You're well, Mike. Thanks very much for coming. But Doug, thank you so very much for coming. It's been a pleasure to do a show with you.
Yes, it has been a pleasure to do a show with you too, Chris. It has been a while, but it's good to get back on. So thank you very much.
Indeed. Thank you. Look, I've put your Twitter and your YouTube details in the chat below. So do go over and give Doug a follow. Where can they find you? Or if they need a hug, where should they go?
You're never going to let me leave that one through, are you?
I have to get it in. Come on, I've not put it in all shows.
Yes. For people who don't know, right, I had been, I think, at work for a wee while, and I came home and I actually said the Hugout football channel instead of the Dugout. So, yeah. So, basically, that's put into context. But you can find me at the Dugout football channel on YouTube, and also Nrod _ 1992 on X or Twitter, as they say. But we all know it's Twitter. I hate the fact that it's X.
Well, apparently I was reading today because I on the radio show I do a lot of what they call fact of the days, and it's one of his first companies was called SpaceX.
Okay.
And he had two or three companies, and they all had sort of X's in the name, and that's why he went with Twitter for X. But so many places, all the media, they always go X brackets formerly Twitter close brackets. Just change it back to Twitter. Yeah. I'm going to tweet you. Sounds so much better than I'm going to X you. Fill in the blank. But apparently Elon Musk is suing some 14-year-old, I think he might be from Wales, Mike, because he apparently got permission. It was a while ago. Elon Musk said, yeah, anybody can use the, you know, the logos. We probably wouldn't sue you. So he got permission, apparently, did some key hearings or something. I think he's made about 30 quid. and Tesla, are suing him for $2 million.
Oh dear.
Oh, look, you've gained a sub anyway, mate. You've gained a sub. Rabbit's going to go over.
Thank you, Rabbit Man. Appreciate that.
Brilliant. Rabbit, if you've got your own channel, message me either on here, put a comment in the description below afterwards. If you've got a channel, we'll subscribe to yours and we'll have you on for some, what's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, previews and join. Yeah, all that. I can't speak. I'm still drunk from the weekend. What can I say? As Mike puts it so succinctly as only the Welsh can, it's Twitter. Forget all the ex-bollocks. There we go.
Well said.
Can't end on that. You can only end on that, I should say. Thanks very much, guys. If you're new to this channel, please do subscribe, as well as obviously to Doug's, and give the video a like. That really, really does help the channel. I've never done this with Doug before, so it's going to be interesting to see whether we get it right or not. But thanks very much. And all I can say is, Doug, it's good night from me.
That's good night from him.
Good night.
Thanks for watching. These videos are tremendous. You'd better like them too, or I'll be back.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
That will conclude this evening's entertainment.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates are around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.